see no idiom, hear no idiom. Over the years, I've been accused of having champagne tastes on a beer budget. Cross my heart and hope to die, it's true. My comfort zone includes a lot of creature comforts. I like the cream of the crop, the cream that rises to the top, and the creme de la creme. I couldn't give a hoot that sometimes the cake's not worth the candle. I've been known to have changes of heart, change horses in midstream, chase a rainbow or two, occasionally chase my tail, but come hell or high water, I'm determined to be thought of as a cut above. I'm definitely not a chip off the old block. My dad was never accused of being classy, and he was always one to cut his coat according to the cloth. Come what may, he couldn't give a hoot, yes, the same hoot, about being the cat's whiskers. He was cheap as chips and proud of it. I always cast sheep's eyes at being a class act. Never mind that I might be building castles in the air. I believe in casting a wide net, even casting pearls before swine if necessary. I know it can take a cast iron stomach if you're intent on casting a long shadow. Don't be quick to cast doubt or cast aspersions. Serious shadow casting is definitely not chicken feed. Case in point, I was recently called on the carpet for being a carpetbagger, just because I climbed on the bandwagon of a politician who was climbing the greasy pole. In fact, he won the election in a clean sweep, literally cleaned the clock of his opponent. If I'm being honest, I must admit that our priorities are as different as chalk and cheese. I try hard to keep clean hands. He'll undoubtedly be caught one day with his hand in the cookie jar, or cooking someone's goose, or cooking the books. I'll come clean. I've come on hard a few times, and been known to come in on the heels of a competitor who literally came out of the woodwork to come up roses. I've come to grips with the fact that, come what may, I need to be on the cutting edge to cover all the bases and not cut corners if I want to come up smelling those same roses. Come hell or high water, come rain or shine, I need to forego the crocodile tears and come out of my shell, to not come a cropper. I realized years ago that I can't dance and it's too wet to plow, that I can't hold a candle to the big cats, and sometimes I can't see the forest for the trees. But if I cool my heels and corner the market, I can come up trumps. Let's cut a long story short and cut to the chase. If you're going to corner the market, it's pretty cut and dried. Curry favor, the verb, not the spice, and don't cut corners or cut off your nose to spite your face. Cut your losses when you have to, but never cut and run. And most important, cross your bridges when you come to them, and always be willing to cut yourself a little slack. It's never going to be like cutting the Gordian knot. There's lots of baggage that comes with the territory, and carrying the day isn't child's play. If and when you finally think you're cooking with gas, don't be too quick to count your blessings. There's always a catch-22, and apt to be a little, or a lot, of collateral damage. 11, 24, 10.